Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give
me some good news, baby. Yeah. Give it to me. We want that good news, Kid Nation.
Yeah.
By the way, the good news, if you've been waiting for Big Al's Tyler Perry interview, that is happening today.
Good news to Al was, there was nothing on the tape. Yeah. You don't know what happened. It all disappeared.
Oh, my gosh.
I heard a minute of it yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
There was literally no talking.
It was so...
I was like... Wait, no.
So, hour and 20 minutes away from that, you'll get to hear Big Al's interview with Tyler Perry. It's an interview off between part-time Justin and Big Al Max.
He won. Okay, yeah. He won. Let's just crown him the winner now. He won.
And your chance to win up to $500 for yourself and $500 for your favorite charity is coming up with Play, Win, Give in just about an hour. But right now, it's all about good news from you, Kid Nation.
All right.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
A couple from the text here from Kid Nation members. I sold my drone yesterday and bought a day/night vision scope last night, so I will get to mess with it all day today after work. Almost makes it feel like Friday.
Wow.
That's all from right. Cody out there and Tyler.
Good news.
Hey, when you get a new toy, you cannot wait to get home and play with it, right?
Right.
Or this teacher right here. My good news is that today is my Friday. I'm a teacher, and we have fall break the rest of the week.
Wow.
Man. Look at you.
Wow.
It just started.
Yeah.
Then they get a break in the middle
of
fall.
Thanksgiving break and
a lot of my kids have yesterday off and today off because today they get to go to it's their fair day. So that my good news is I could take my kids to the fair and spend a bunch of money.
There you go.
Yeah.
Great news.
That'll be fun.
It's going to be fun, Kelly.
I have some good news.
Yeah, okay, Jenna?
Come on.
I get to see a pretend boyfriend tonight.
Oh, yeah. I might be there too.
Harry Styles.
Oh.
Yeah, he's going to be singing, Al.
Yeah?
Yeah,
he's going to be singing.
He's going to be singing.
Going to be singing.
In fact, he might be listening right now. Hi, Harry.
Hi, I'm Harry. Sure. Quite sure he is.
Woke up and turned that radio on.
If Harry calls our show randomly, I will go to the show tonight with Harry body painted.
Maybe.
If he calls, though.
Harry, I'm sure he wants you to go body painted.
Or if you
want everybody with a really good British accent to call it.
No, it has to be.
Pretend you're Harry.
It has to be really Harry.
How you going to prove it?
Right?
Oh, I got people on the inside.
Yeah.
All right.
I got people. Well, just one. Just Lee. But that's it. Hi, JJ.
How's it going?
What's up, buddy? We want to hear your good news.
Man, I've got actually two pieces of good news. First one, I'm just going to come out and say, and that's that I've been trying to get a hold of you guys for 4 years, and I finally got a hold of you.
Yeah.
Oh, man, finally got in here.
Thank you very much for calling.
I don't know if it's because my phone's from out of Idaho or what, but every time I try to call in, it'd say my call's not allowed. But you guys have been like a huge part of my morning for the last 4 years, and I love every one of you.
Aw.
Thank you, man.
Well, we love you too, JJ.
Right on. My second piece of good news is I'm a store manager for a Firestone Complete Auto Care in Joplin, Missouri.
Uh-huh.
And I took the store over in mid-April, and the store was declining. And I've done everything I can to get this place turned around, and last month we got our profit numbers, and I'm finally back in the black.
My man.
Good for you.
Awesome job, bro.
Back in black.
Awesome job.
I don't know what that means, but I like that term.
He turned it around.
Yeah.
Out of the red.
JJ, congratulations, right, man. You're a true winner, sir.
Yep.
Look at him.
Shout out, Joplin.
Yeah. And Red Zone. Go to JJ's, though.
That was a nice call.
Only go to JJ's store from now on. Thanks, JJ. And all these people would work good news for us. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, JC.
So what's your good news?
My good news is today is my last day of work, and I'm going to be a stay-at-home mom after today.
Aww. I'm so happy for you.
How old are you?
I'm going
to
cry.
play dates and going to the park and all that good stuff. How old are your little ones or your little one?
She just turned 1 year old.
Okay.
And you guys have been talking about it the whole year?
Basically, yeah.
Well, that's nice. Awesome. That's nice.
I mean, the way you look at it, it's either you're going to be putting her in daycare and spending all the money you're making on your paycheck to make sure somebody watches them, or you can do it yourself.
Yeah.
Hey, Jessica, it's going to be hard work, but I know you can do it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All righty.
I remember sitting on the floor playing with my daughter, who was maybe, you know, she wasn't even a year old yet. And I'm thinking, this is so boring.
That's why you got to find activities.
So boring. And I mean, truly, I think that is one of the hardest things for stay-at-home moms is sometimes the overwhelming boredom of it, because
like it's really hard and it's a lot of work, but it's really boring.
It can be. I mean, that's why you have to have a network of other moms and other, like, you get in these nannies. They bond. They know. They're really smart about finding where free activities are, so you can take the kids. That's how you become friends. My nanny, she became friends with another nanny. She's been in their weddings and things I learned. But because if you don't, you sit at home all day. It's so incredibly mind draining.
Well, you just put your active wear on and put the baby in one of those little carts and push them around. That's what I see.
You can
stay at home moms.
Get out of the house.
Yeah. Thank you, Jessica. Yeah, I give my wife props because she gets her week going on Sunday. She plans it out and she has something
every day.
Every day.
Got to.
She's rocking it with the kids. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi.
Welcome to Good News Tuesday. What's yours?
My good news is that we get to wear jeans to work today.
Yeah.
Wow.
What do you do?
Charity or something like that?
No, I work at a company that works to repair people's credit.
Nice.
Oh, okay, shout out.
Yeah, you can repair credit with jeans on.
yeah, you can.
Why not?
You could repair credit with no pants.
Sure. Let us know when No Pants Friday's coming up, okay, Lindsay?
Well, I don't think that'll happen. I don't think people in the office would like that very much.
Yeah.
What's the ideal credit score?
Now I'm not sure.
Whatever gets something approved.
Yeah, right, right.
Because mine's not good, I don't
striving,
think.
Striving for that
me
number.
Me too. Thank you, Lindsay. Have a wonderful day with your jeans on. And David.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Doing great, man. I hear you're doing pretty good.
I am.
Why? What's wrong?
I had a dream last night that there was some infidelity issues and that my wife was cheating.
Mm-hmm.
And I woke up and she's not.
There you go. She said she wasn't.
David, isn't that the best feeling when you have that dream and you wake up and you're like, oh my gosh, that was just a dream?
Oh.
That is the best.
A pretty big relief.
I was going to say you woke up and she wasn't there.
Yeah. That wouldn't be good news, Al, for most people.
Now, for some men, that'd be great news.
For some,
finally.
Yeah.
What's your wife's name, David?
Her name is Kia.
Kia. Shout out to Kia for not cheating.
Shout out to Southwest Kia.
Thanks, David. Have a wonderful day, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Shout out to all the non-cheating spouses this morning.
Y'all the true MVPs.
Yes.
It's another B-Dubs Music Hangout with Liam Payne. Tomorrow morning at 7:05 Central. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show and Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yeah, how exciting that we get to talk to Liam Payne.
You know I love it when the music's loud, but come on, strip that down for me, baby. Now there's a lot of people in the crowd, but only you can dance.
We'll talk a little new music with Liam when we can see him soon. I think we are going to see him pretty soon, actually. He's going to be coming to town and hanging out with us.
All right.
And then Jenna tonight, we're going to see his buddy, Harry Styles, is performing nearby. So we're going to go check him out. A lot of One Direction going on, Big Al, man.
Wow.
I think they're my one and my two.
They're your one and your two?
Yeah, they're my one and my two.
Harry being number one, Liam number two?
Always.
Yeah. Liam's got to be my number one.
Liam is. Okay.
I don't know. We'll see.
Well, I like Niall too a lot. Niall's pretty cool.
Gosh, how can you choose?
I can't choose Kelly. I don't know how to choose. It's too hard. Hey, we're 1 week away from Kids Day.
That's right.
Now, this is the one day of the year where we ask you, Kid Nation, to help us out and raise money for our Walt Disney World trip that we take every single year. Now, if you don't know what our Kids charity is, it's a mission to provide happiness and hope by creating beautiful memories for families of children with life-altering or life-threatening conditions. Mm-hmm. And this charity was started by Kid Craddock.
25 years ago, yeah, I think.
So we're in the 20s now.
Yeah.
And it started with him taking a busload of kids down to San Antonio to SeaWorld.
Mm-hmm.
And Then that turned blossomed. And then it just blossomed into a trip to Walt Disney World, where we're, now we're taking 50 families, and it's not just the kids that get to go on this, it's the whole family. So mom and dad, brother, sister, they get to go on this trip for 5 days. They don't worry about the hospital visits. They don't worry about treatments.
They don't worry about money.
They don't worry about money, because this is all taken care of, and it can only happen if you help us out, Kid Nation.
Right.
So 1 week from now, we will be chatting with you and begging you to help us out so that we can make this year's trip happen.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we will beg. We're not too proud to beg.
We are not too proud to beg. And, we don't talk about it during the year mostly. I mean, we try to do a show for you. So this will be the one time.
Right.
Okay? So we don't bug you down. And
yeah, it's just one day, one show that we dedicate the whole entire show to raising enough money to go on a trip.
And look, you'll get to meet some of the kids that are going on the trip this year, some of the kids that went on the trip in past years, so you get to see what kind of impact this has on them and their family.
Yep.
And speaking of kids going on this year's trip, we already met a couple. I believe we did the Enchanted Fairies reveal that I got to do a couple weeks ago. Uh-huh. And over the weekend, Big Al Mack, you went on a trip.
Yeah, I was up in Wichita.
Yeah.
And I was up there for Wolfstock. That was my main objective of going on this trip. But while I was there, I kind of had another mission in mind as well. So up on stage, I grabbed the microphone, and I invited the Cooper family to join me on stage.
Can we bring the Cooper family up on stage, please? The Cooper family. We want to hang with the Coopers. I hear you have a puppy at home named Molly. And Molly couldn't be here, so we brought you up on stage to give you doggy biscuits for Molly. Yay! Woo! Now, honestly, you probably don't believe that that's the only reason I brought you up on stage, to give you doggy biscuits, do you? At the Kid Craddock Morning Show, we have an organization called Kids Kits, and we take families to Disney World every year. And guess what? On three, everybody say, we're going to Disney World. 1, 2, 3.
We're going to Disney World.
Yay! You're going to Disney World.
So we got to tell the Cooper family with their kids. They have three kids in the family.
Yeah.
And mom and dad. They were going on the kids' trip. The parents already knew, but the kids had no idea whatsoever. So we'll get to
see how did they react?
They were very excited, Kelly. Very excited. They're going home. I remember when I used to get, when I found out I was going on a vacation anywhere, I would just start packing. I didn't care when the trip was. It could be like 3 months from now. We're going this summer. We're going to California. I just go home and get the suitcase out and lay it out and start putting stuff in it. So that's exactly what they're going to go home and go do.
A lot of the kids do that, man. Yeah. As soon as we tell them they're ready to go. And we'll be going on this trip in about a month.
That's right.
November 16th is when we head on off to Disney World.
And they kept my doggy biscuits. I guess they...
Well, you still got to give them the doggy biscuits, Big Al Mac. And if you have any questions, I mean, we take donations year-round. You can go to kidskids.com. That's KIDDSKIDS.com. And you can check out pictures of past trips. You could see some videos. You can see basically all the kids that have gone on the trip in the last few years.
And we do other fun stuff because, what was it, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, we had a reunion.
Yeah, we did.
And we saw some kids from years and years past. Some are kids adults now.
Yeah.
Kids adults in the house now.
Yeah.
So good job on that, Big Al Mac.
Thank you, sir.
Hooking up a kid.
Thank you, sir.
For the trip of a lifetime. Good.
So,
of course he does.
Good stuff sometimes.
Keep that in mind. Should you happen to hear an interview with me in a couple minutes, few minutes later on in the show with Tyler Perry and how pitiful that interview is, keep in mind the kids' trip and what should we try and do.
That is 30 minutes away, by the way. So many people are asking about it.
I got to go in my wallet. The white chatter can be bought.
Oh, I know he can be.
This.
Of course he can be bought out.
I had a weight loss bet with him. I bet him $500. I gave him $500. That bet went not right out the window.
Are you willing to pay White Cheddar off again to not play the interview?
I don't know exactly how much money I have.
What's it worth to you?
I gave Kelly $100 for...
Not liquid right now. Yeah.
Some bet, I don't remember.
Some bet, yeah.
No, sure. Al will. He will pay him off.
Yeah.
I feel you, Al.
We'll see.
Or maybe we could just go, hey, you know, sometimes things don't go as planned and we laugh about it and boom.
Oh.
I know. It happens.
All right.
Hey, we got some money for you. Speaking of that, maybe you can donate it towards Al's fund of Interview Play.
Yes.
Play, win, give. Your chance to win up to $500, and then we turn around and hook up your favorite charity is coming up next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, grab that phone. and dial us at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
It's time for Play, Win, Give. How would you like $500 for yourself? Just got to answer five simple questions, and then we'll turn around and pay out your favorite charity as well. Whatever you win, they win.
Yep.
We'll take caller number five to play Play, Win, Give this morning. While we wait for our contestant, I'm hearing some murmurs about a potential roommate situation here.
Yeah, Justin's being real nice to me this morning ever since he found out I had to move. And I will admit,
really,
having Justin as a roommate last night entered my mind. It really did.
When you found out? Jenna found out she has to move out of her house because...
I know, yeah. I got an email from my landlord. They moved back into the country and they've been renting, and I think he just wants to take the house back. It's a great house. They could probably sell it or build there, and it's fine. He gave me a heads up. I was going month to month, but I'm a little sad. And you also start thinking, do you want to save money? You know, is this an opportunity for me? Moving's expensive. Do I pull back? I live in a house, though, after living in an apartment for so long. I love a house. And then my first thought is, I want to move. You want to move a little nicer. You want to move equal. So how do I mitigate that cost with a roommate?
Perfect.
You know, most of my friends are either in homes they own or engaged and living and...
But not Justin.
Not Justin.
No.
Not me.
Justin, don't you have roommates right now, though?
Yeah, I've got roommates, too.
So you're going to ditch them?
Yeah, I mean, I would. I really would to live with Jenna.
So I know he has loyalty to follow through on the lease.
Yeah.
Okay. This bro ain't loyal.
I would. No, it's more of like I want to be closer to where all the action is.
Yeah, you do.
It is a long drive to get downtown.
It is.
And I don't like it.
And you need to be
right
there.
I need to be there.
Right now, Justin's about 2 miles away from me
us.
And Kelly in the burbs.
Yeah.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. He's close.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Just nothing but upwards of 38, you know, and nothing there
upwards
for
of 38.
Yeah.
Well, and usually with children.
Yeah, and children. You know, I need to find that. And also, me and Jenny get along so well.
We really do get along well. And I have one main rule that I thought he wouldn't be into.
Paying course, on time?
Well, no, I'm fine paying a lot more in rent because I should if I want to live somewhere nice. I'd like for him to pay a little bit more in rent.
Yeah.
Not more than me, but more than he's currently paying because you have a deal.
Yeah, we'll talk to George about that. But like, talk about the income.
You can't ask the boss for help.
He was raised.
Raised, yeah.
Okay, you can do that.
Yeah,
it's been a minute.
If we make it like a show house with cameras.
Okay.
You're willing to put cameras in your house?
I don't know. I mean, I'm willing to discuss some options. I really am going to be open-minded about it and have fun with this, but I told Justin my number one rule, no parties in my house. Unless
Justin.
It's something we decide to have together, but no parties. He can't be
random.
I am totally fine with no parties.
I'm real like private in that kind of way, and you know I'm not that wild. So no parties unless it's something we've decided to have a party.
Yeah. Well, living in this place that I have now, we've only had like two parties, and I
only
don't
two?
Only two.
How long have you lived?
Oh,
there?
It was a 4th of July party and a welcome party. That's what they were.
Okay,
so two in a year.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, but we could have a housewarming party.
Yeah, they were just chill little parties, you know, and I never cleaned up after them, but my roommates did. I always had something to do after.
Yeah, I heard you clean and cook.
Yeah, I do cook and clean.
Okay.
Yes.
So this is something we're going to have to look into here.
And
have to ask me to borrow clothes.
Yeah.
Okay.
You
okay.
Can
all right.
Dress up, but
I would love to borrow this fur jacket of yours. but
Jenna.
I also have that grill, Jenna.
Oh,
yeah.
The green egg.
You come with a grill.
Yeah.
Well, it's the show grill.
It's the show grill. That he's never given to us.
He's talking about the one that I...
Oh, I got that one too, Kelly. Yeah. I got a smoker and a grill.
Oh,
the
my gosh.
The smoker is literally enough to do a hamburger patty on.
Yeah.
That's you don't want that show.
All right, so...
okay, that's the show.
This is something we'll look into. I think this has some legs. I think George would be down for cameras and some sort of web content.
I'm 50-50 right now, but I'm open to it.
Okay. Same. Because
it's
like
a lot of change overnight.
I know. It's a huge change. Like, the idea sounds great, but a little nervous. I don't want to make you angry.
You will.
Yeah.
Knowing you're going to bring like eight people over one night.
Spring tension. It's just, it's going to happen.
Yeah. Jenna likes privacy.
I know.
Justin doesn't.
I'm dealing with some right now.
Yeah, he's dealing with drama.
We might have to get into this a little bit later. We'll talk about that later.
I'll let y'all know about this drama going on.
But definitely keep the conversation alive of you guys' room, and I like that a lot. Definitely.
I remember the worst roommate situation.
I called
the house one day. We had an answering machine.
Yeah.
And her voice, "Hey, y'all, we're not home right now, but come on over. The key's under the mat."
Oh.
On the voicemail. I'm like, are you kidding me?
That's something Justin would do, probably. All right, Justin. I like it. I like you guys
He's
moving
really
in
He's really good with Wheezy.
Yeah, it'll be good.
And you know that's important to me.
Yeah, and I'm a dog person.
Oh, it'll be perfect.
Hate cats.
All right. Let's play Play, Win, Give real quick, you
all
guys.
All right, all right.
Chrisella's been on the line. Hi, Chrisella.
Hi. Oh, my God. I can't believe I got in.
Oh, yeah. You get to play, girlfriend. That means we have five questions for you, each worth $100. Whichever one you answer right, that's $100. So if you get all five, you get $500. And then we'll turn around and pay your favorite charity. Who are you playing for today?
Kids.
Oh! Kids Kids Day, 1 week away. And we're going on the trip next month. So that's going towards this year's trip. Thank you, Chrisella.
Hopefully, you're welcome.
Hopefully you went off $500. Are you ready for your questions?
Yes.
All right. Here we go. Chrisella, Doc, Grumpy, Happy, Sleepy, Bashful, Sneezy, Dopey are collectively known as what?
Snow White's dwarfs.
Snow White's dwarfs. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, we'll accept that.
Yeah. Seven dwarfs.
We'll accept
seven
that dwarfs. One right there. Perfect.
Yeah.
Jenna, you have the second question. She has $100 so far.
I'm sorry. My mind was still thinking about living with Justin. Okay. All right. Here is your second question for $200. Which female singer released a song in 2013 called Wrecking Ball?
Miley Cyrus.
Yay.
Go, girl.
Question Big Al Mac.
Three.
So far, we got $200. Yep. Can we make that three?
Let's try. The term deja vu comes from what language?
Oh, crap.
Deja vu.
Take a guess.
What language does that sound like?
French?
Yeah.
Yeah, you had it. Mm. It's too late. Because it already sounded.
Yep. Yeah.
Sorry. Well,
we're going to give it to her because... Okay. Because charity and stuff.
Yeah, because kids.
Because charity.
Yeah.
All right.
White Cheddar overruled it and
because
said...
Because charity.
She had a good guess.
Question number four for $400. How many holes are there in a round of golf, a full round of golf?
Oh, is it 13?
No.
That is incorrect.
18 holes in a full round. Yeah.
Which is way too many, you know, because you get all tired.
It takes forever.
Yeah, like 15 too many.
Nine is fine.
Yeah, I make it about 12. I get tired.
Yeah, my hands all cramp up. I've only done it once, but still. All right, you got $300, Chrisella. Let's make that $400 for you, $400 for kids. This is the final question. Who is remembered for his large and stylish signature on the United States Declaration of Independence?
John Hancock.
$400.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Good job.
There it is.
What are you going to do with $400?
I am going on vacation starting Friday, so it's going to be spending money.
Sweet.
Oh, girl.
Where are you going?
We haven't decided.
Fly by the seat of your pants.
Yeah, why not?
Yes, pretty much.
Just do a road trip. Get in the car and just go.
Who are you going on vacation with?
With my husband and my 1 year old.
Oh, yeah. Maybe forget that road trip.
Sorry. No, actually, maybe the road trip might be because the planes get a little scary because the judgy people when you walk on with the 1 year old. So the road trip.
True.
Well,
the road trip might be good.
Yeah, you got $400. And so awesome. Does kids. Thank you.
Congratulations, Chrisella. Hold on. We'll get you all set up, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. That's how we play, win, give. We play every day this week around the same time, 7:20 Central. So if you want to get your winning on, we got your back on that. And we'll have to get into what Justin's roommate situation is, hopefully later on in the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jenna and Justin are going to talk about putting cameras up, which means Jenna can't walk around in her undies anymore.
No, she still can't.
Neither can Justin.
Well, I mean, it's just cameras in one room. I know where to avoid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we just learned from Kelly, do not put where the hidden key is in the voicemail. Yeah.
I could go on and on about that roommate.
Yeah. Have you ever had cops called on you because of a roommate?
Yes.
It was because of us.
Yeah.
We were innocent, though. We were just having a haircutting party. Because I was waiting tables, and, you know, to save money, one of the guys there was also cut hair. And so everybody come over to my apartment and get their hair cut on the balcony. And some of our neighbors didn't like that.
Nice.
So we did have the cops called on us once. We weren't doing anything. We were just cutting hair and drinking.
Cutting hair is so quiet. What happened?
I mean, we were out there talking, you know.
Yeah. Mm. I had one.
The only time.
Depends on what you're cutting it with.
My old roommate was laying outside naked because he got too drunk. So we had the cops called on us for that right
there. That'll do it. Yeah.
Yeah, that'll do it right there. All right, Big Al. We were holding off long enough, but it's time. Coming up next, you finally get to hear Big Al's sit-down 10-minute interview. Which
Please
was,
be kind.
Which, we will. We'll be kind.
Kind.
Big Al and Tyler Perry is next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Got this text right here from a member of Kid Nation.
Okay.
Before we get to Big Al's Tyler Perry interview.
Hmm.
My son was at ACL and was hoping to run into Jenna.
No.
He did see Justin, and I told him all he had to do was offer Broke Justin $50 to take him to Jenna.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, did it happen?
He would have.
It wouldn't have taken that much.
His mom told him after.
Oh, I would have said hi. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Always offer Justin money.
Yes.
And he'll take you to wherever you need to go.
Yeah.
I'm serious. Justin will do anything for money, man. He loves that money, so he could buy some cool outfits. And speaking of Justin and Jenna, they're thinking about moving in together.
Thinking. It's early stages. Early stages of the
talk. It's already happened.
Sounds like she's backing out already, you guys.
No, I'm not. It's actually, people are writing in saying don't do it.
Yeah.
I'm open to it.
Lots of don't do it's coming in, Jenna.
Why? Jenna, we're good friends.
Jenna, don't do it. You and Justin are at different places in your life.
Yeah.
Get a place on your own so you're ready when that perfect guy comes along.
I've been living alone for, like, my whole life.
Jenna, do you own a safe deposit box? So you can put your stuff in it if Justin moves in.
You need to buy a safe.
Wow. He doesn't have his own life together, but he'd be very helpful.
He would be.
Think about it. Like, I have almost like a girlfriend and him, and he likes to cook. I hate to cook. He would go, if I bought the groceries, he would go grocery shopping.
Maybe.
The things that I don't like to do.
Uh-huh.
I could get him to take out the trash. I hate going to the alley, taking out the trash. All these things I've had to do all these years I've lived alone.
You just need a helper.
You think he would take out the trash.
I finally get to live with a guy.
You need a helper.
I've been wanting to live with a guy for a while, and that plan was foiled, so.
That could, that gets your, you dip your toe into living with a guy. Sort of. With Justin.
Sort of, yeah.
I can't even imagine. I mean, I haven't had a roommate since, I guess since college. One or two months somebody lived with me, but.
Shannon. You've blocked it out.
Oh, yeah, I have. That's right. Psycho Shannon lived with me in a two-bedroom for about 2 months.
No, not even. She got so upset, she moved out in tears.
Why?
Because she envisioned she and Al being like more than just paying rent together. She wanted them to have a relationship.
Like buddy-buddy.
And
DVDs
watch TV shows together and bond. She was looking for friendship. And
I'm not at the bar every night.
Big Al was gone all the time, so she literally got upset and moved out.
In the middle of the night.
Yeah, I don't get upset. We can hang on the couch sometimes.
She was looking for companionship.
Yeah.
In the middle of the night.
Yeah,
oh,
for real.
Oh, man. Yeah, we had to move out in the middle of the night because some girl was letting me and my girlfriend, Kinsey, now my wife, live in her apartment, but she didn't tell her mom. And so anytime her mom would come visit, she would make us move out. But she was only charging us like $200, and it was like a super nice apartment.
Oh, okay.
So every time her mom came to town, which was every other week, we had to move out, and we'd have to run to Kinsey's dad's house. Yeah, it was a whooping. I think the most watchable thing would be if Jenna, Justin, and Big Al Mac all lived together. Now would be great TV. Don't you have three bedrooms, Al?
Oh, my.
Yeah, I think
I could live with Justin better than Al, because Al's schedule is crazy. I mean, I know we were supposed to be on the same schedule, but... No, but he'd be loud. He'd be coming home late.
Might come home late sometimes.
He's single, so you never know.
Yeah, you never know, man. That revolving door I got over at my place, woo!
He'd make me drive the girls home.
Hottie's in, hottie's out.
Yeah. When's the last time you had a hottie over, Al? Exactly.
And the three of us would just be even messier.
My ex-girlfriend.
There you go. There's no revolving door. All right, let's get to this Tyler Perry interview off.
What? I do have a couple of dollars. Trey, you got
Well, I got one in here, too.
You'll have to pay me more than they pay me here at the radio, so.
No, I ain't got that kind of cash. All right.
Well,
let's let it play.
You know what? Hold on.
What was your frame of mind going into this?
I'll set the stage for you because I was kind of sort of looking forward to this in a very frightened way. Like you look forward to going to a scary house or something. I was looking forward to it, but I was really, really afraid. I don't know why. I really don't get nervous around big celebrities. But for some reason, this one got me a little bit nervous. And so I walk into this big room at the Ritz-Carlton, this big hotel, big fancy hotel where you can't afford anything. And you walk in, and there's all of these media people, and they come up to me in front of everybody, and like, you're first. Because we had to fly to Austin.
Uh-huh.
I go, Big Al, you're first. I'm like, oh, okay, great. I've got all of these questions in my iPhone. And I also have my laptop with me. I don't know why.
You still have those?
Yes.
We may need to revisit them after.
Okay.
Yes.
talking to these people, I'm getting other ideas of things I should ask. So I'm trying to edit my questions. And then they say, okay, move over here to this room. We're 5 minutes away. I'm like, okay. And then I get another idea. And I'm like, I'm frazzled.
Can't edit that list. Got to stick to it.
You almost got to turn your brain off right before.
You do. You prep and then
turn it
sit.
Off.
Yeah.
Right? That way, because you probably got it in your head.
Yeah. Yeah. So then it's time. Go sit in the chair. And there's Tyler Perry getting mic'd up. And I'm sitting right across from him. We're facing one another in these big director chairs, and we're on camera, so you can watch this on KTV.
Uh-huh.
I'm frightened.
You're frightened?
I'm frightened. I don't get frightened a lot. I'm frightened.
You weren't excited. You were frightened.
I'm frightened.
Of Tyler Perry.
That's not fun.
And that's not a good way to want to start an interview, right? Okay.
But I'm trying not to let him know I'm frightened, but I'm frightened.
Let's see if we
can... lip trembling?
Probably.
That's the worst. You can't control it. It's like you can feel it going.
Let's see if
you're
we
like, I'm trying to, like, I'm not nervous, but my lip won't stop trembling.
It's a Halloween movie called Boo 2. Sorry, maybe that.
Okay.
No, I don't know.
A couple things to look for in this interview.
Oh, boy.
Does Al ever say the name of the movie? And can you tell if Al is really frightened during the interview? All right. Big Al Mack with Tyler Perry.
Uh-huh.
Hold on. Let me get my guy here.
No.
Here you go, Big Al Mack.
All good.
Positive thoughts, sir.
All right. Hello, Tyler Perry. How you doing, sir?
I'm good.
I'm Big Al with the Kid Craddock Morning Show, and I was in the room next door. There's a lot of really good interviewers over there, and I'm probably the worst of them, so I just want to give you fair warning.
You've been thinking I got the drinking problem. As
well. Well, that's because I did read that you were a fan also of country music.
Yeah, big fan.
So,
yeah.
Tim McGraw, one of your favorites?
Yeah, absolutely. Favorite and friend. He and Faith.
He's in town this weekend.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm in New York. That's Soul to Soul.
Okay.
I saw the Soul to Soul. It's a good show.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I just want to see if there's a way if you want to swing by and we could go to the concert.
Together? I'll be in New York.
You'll be in New York. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Now, is there, before we get really started, is there a code word that you have that if this is going badly that you give somebody to wrap this up quickly?
I just say shut the hell up.
Shut the hell up.
Yeah, just
okay.
So you know.
Yeah.
Right,
that's
okay.
Fair.
Okay,
that's
it's fair.
Okay. All right.
So a minute in, you're getting friendly with him?
I'm trying.
It's okay.
I'm trying.
It's all right.
I'm trying. Now, keep in mind.
You have 10 minutes, so it's okay to use this first minute to get to know each other, right? Feel it out.
That rap thing question was written down, and that's about the only thing I could really remember that I had in my
iPhone. You wrote the rap question down?
Yes. I did.
All right.
I did.
Let's continue with Big Al Mack.
Al's holding up his cell phone in front of his face.
I am. Holding it up, but trying not to look at it because I want to look at him.
All right, we'll continue with Big Al Mack and Tyler Perry.
All right. Mud Deer, I went to the movie last night. Loved it. I had a Mud Deer in my family. We called her Mud Deer. In the movies, you guys call it Mud Deer.
Mud Deer, yeah.
So, my question is, when did you realize that all black families had a Mud Deer?
It's not just black family, man. They abuela is what they call in the Latin families.
Shut up.
There's a Jewish Mud Deer. Everybody's got this grandmother. She's just irreverent. She says what's on her mind.
Right.
She's not politically correct. So I was happy to see that it's more than just us. We're the only one who say Mud Deer, though.
Right. Right, I was a grown man when I realized it. I just thought it was exclusive to our family.
Yeah,
we
right.
had a Mud Deer, and then I saw the movie when the first one came out. I'm like,
yeah, everybody got a Mud Deer. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, do you have to have a certain number of kids, or do you have to hit your grandkids with a strap?
You just have to be a straight shooter.
A straight shooter?
That's right.
Okay, all right. Do you think that having
Are you starting everything with
This is the meltdown moment.
It's still okay.
It's still okay? Okay.
Are you glancing at your questions?
Okay, right now, if you're watching on Kid TV, you see that both of my hands are empty in front of my face.
Yeah.
My phone is between my legs, right?
That's where you're reading.
And it's off.
So
now I can't. I have to either punch my security code in and go back to my questions.
You've got to handwrite your prep.
My car is stalled out.
Because every question, we know when you're moving on from a question because we hear the Okay.
Do you think that having a character that dressing up like a woman is, how do I say this? If Mud Deer was here and I was interviewing her and I had come in dressed as Mud Deer, would that have been insulting to you? That was an idea that we had on our show.
Wouldn't have been insulting. It would have been a little strange. Every time I see it, I think it's a little strange.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, because I put it on as just like somebody going to Walmart and puts their uniform on going to work. I put the uniform on, just same way with Joe, same thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you ever, when you're not working, wear the costume?
Never.
Never?
Never.
Halloween's coming up. Will you dress up as anything?
No, no, man. I don't do it. I get enough of dressing up as her, or Joe. I got a new character called Heathrow, man. He's an army vet. He's okay. Hysterical. So, no, I got my hands full with characters.
All right. Did you dress up as a woman as a child?
Never.
I did.
You did?
It was not.
What?
I don't know.
Did you dress up as a woman as a child?
Once I did. I'm off script now.
You've told that.
Now he's just going to lie.
I'm off script now.
No, he told he's dressed up.
I've told it, yeah.
Okay.
I'm now off script.
Okay, let's continue.
You did.
It was not as nearly as lucrative as you doing it now.
Yeah, I tell you what I would do. When my mother was, when she was sad or going through something, I would try to pretend like I was her. I would act like I was her, and it would make her laugh. So that's where this all came from.
Right. Yeah. Did she ever, I know she's passed away, did she ever... Was she ever offended by the character or the way you portrayed
it? No, my mother told me before she died, whatever you do, don't stop doing Madea.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, She loved it. That's awesome. And my aunt, yeah.
That's awesome. My mom gets, sometimes when we do stuff on the radio, she gets a little, I don't know if it's embarrassed or ashamed.
Depending on what you're doing on the radio, man. Y'all be cutting up.
Well, we try. Do you, speaking of relatives, do you have a cousin that calls you for money all the time?
I got cousins, I got friends, I got people I've never met calling me for money. It is what it is, though.
Well, I'll wait then.
A new cousin?
I'll meet you.
Okay.
I'll meet you a little bit later.
All right.
I'm guessing that you have friends that say, hey, my dear ought to do this, my dear ought to go to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. What are some of the craziest suggestions that you've had for a situation for Madea to go into?
People are talking about Madea going to the White House. I don't know about that, but especially right now, but we'll see.
Right.
I don't know, man. As long as people want to see it, I'll keep doing it, but I'm determined to not be her age playing her.
Yeah. How old is she?
She in her 70s. Her and Donald Trump about to round the same age.
About the same age.
Yeah.
Would she ever engage in a biracial relationship?
Yeah.
Would she date a white man?
That means that I would have to play the white man. So no, I won't do white face. So I don't want nobody doing blackface. I won't do white face. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's been a pleasure. Sorry, it's coming out October 21st?
October 20th. Yeah.
20th.
October 20th.
That's right. Cause Friday's the 13th.
Yeah,
all right.
That's right.
All right.
That's right.
Well, happy Halloween and good luck with the movie, man.
Thank
I appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you. I appreciate it much, man. Okay. Pleasure to meet you.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't as bad as you thought.
No.
It's really just the intros to your question.
But the nervous energy was making me nervous.
You could tell I was nervous.
Tension was making me tense.
You've known me long enough to know that I was nervous.
It was making me tense. And you didn't, like Robert said, our producer, Robert Sonny Joe Whiteshedder, you didn't mention the movie.
You did not mention
the movie, which is number one. That's probably where they wrapped you up. New drinking game. Take a shot every time Big Al says,
No, yeah, you'd be dead by alcohol poisoning.
By the way, I'm wasted.
I'm glad it's over because I was so tense that entire time. My jaw is clenched.
Yeah. You're not the only one, Kelly, from Kid Nation members here on the text. I'm dying laughing. That's good. I can't listen anymore. It's painful.
Don't turn us off.
Big Al, I loved it.
It wasn't that bad.
Thank you, Justin.
It wasn't that bad. You sounded unlike yourself.
I got lip sweat.
You sounded really nervous and serious.
I know, and that's what I couldn't figure out. Like going into it, we've interviewed a lot of people, and some, honestly, I don't get nervous at all with the majority of them.
It's weird.
Because I don't know them.
Here's the thing about Al. When he goes to a party, he will take over. He is the funniest guy in the corner, making everyone laugh.
He doesn't have to do anything but be Big Al. Right. He doesn't have to ask questions.
And this
interview,
that's what he did in this interview. Oh my gosh, you had Tyler Perry laughing.
Yeah, you made him laugh.
The little kid question, if he dressed up as a little kid, that was perfect.
He was very generous. He was a generous interviewee.
That was so good. I can't applaud.
Here you go.
Thank you, Justin.
Big Al, you're doing so good. You're exploring the character of Madea.
Yeah, I was.
So you were. You explored Madea, and we got to know her.
I think we built it up to be worse than it was.
Yeah. Before we play you Justin's, though, Tyler Perry was on The Tonight Show. And he did a skit, because you brought this up.
Oh, really?
Where Madea was Trump's new communications director. Did you see that?
Okay.
All right, here you go. Here's Madea as Trump's communication director.
And now a message from the White House communications director.
Trump's new communication director. I'll be taking one question for each of you, not two, one at a time. Thank you so much. Yes.
Who are you?
Yeah, my name is Madea. Thank you so much. Next question.
Yeah, what makes you qualified to be communications director?
Why do you think you get two questions? Well, you feel entitled, white man? The reason I'm qualified to be communication director is because I'm here and I'm minding business. Thank you very much. Let's quasha.
Wait, did you even vote for Donald Trump?
Hey, I know. I didn't vote for Trump. Only two black people voted for Trump. One was Ben Carson and the other was that man behind him at the rallies with the sign saying, blacks for Trump? I'm not now. I'm one of them. I voted for Hillary three times. Thank you very much.
That's somebody as the communications funny. Director.
Oh, and I'm so glad that's over.
So Justin got to talk to Tyler Perry as well.
I did on the red carpet. Yeah. It was like a minute and a half.
And after this is an interview off because you guys both got to do it. So now you heard Big Al's interview.
Oh, boy.
And in case you missed Justin's, this is what Justin's red carpet interview went like.
Okay. Hello, what's up, Tyler Perry?
I think you have enough pictures. You are in like, let me take some of these of you. Okay, go ahead. Hey,
hello,
man, sorry.
What's
hey.
Up? Boo 2, Madea's Halloween, a second one. They say,
yes, Boo 2, yes.
They say one for the money, two for the show.
One for the money, two for the show. If I do it three, we all going to have to go.
You know, and people want to know, what candy are you going to be giving out to the trick-or-treaters? What does Tyler Perry give out?
Me, I don't give out candy to trick-or-treaters. My house sits so far back in the woods, nobody will come back there.
Oh,
so
okay.
They're afraid to.
So you're not getting any trick-or-treaters this year?
No, you don't want to come to my house.
Okay.
Lights off, everything shut down. No.
And now, I've always seen Madea as a superhero. There's a lesson you learn from at the end of the movie. She always ends up on top. How come she doesn't have an action figure yet?
That's a very good question, but I have to think about that. Yes, she should.
And if she was, I think one of the taglines for her when you pull the string in the back, one would be mud to the damn DEA.
Okay.
What would be another one?
Get somewhere and sat the hell down.
Is that good?
Yeah, I like
okay,
that one.
Okay,
that's
good.
Beautiful.
Good.
What advice, as someone who's a successful writer and producer, do you have to people who are trying to make it to where you are at now?
Don't stop. Let it be like breathing to you. Don't give up. Like every breath you take moves. Nobody has to tell you to breathe, so nobody has to tell you to try to succeed. So just keep going. Just keep going.
Thank you so much, Mr. Perry. And on behalf of my family and friends from Houston, thank you so much for your donation for the hurricane relief and bringing entertainment and laughter into our living room.
That's what we need, right? To laugh a little bit, right? Yeah.
This is why this movie's out, right?
Yeah, absolutely. To lift us. 100 minutes of just nonstop laughter to take your mind off. It's a silly film. Take your mind off everything and just relax. Yeah, this is a kid show?
Yes, Kid Craddock Morning Show. Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Okay, I can't
say. That's his name.
Oh, okay, great. Oh. I thought it was kids, children.
Oh, yeah. Well, his name is Kid, yeah.
Okay, got it. I thought I said hell to the kids. I don't want to say hell to the kids.
Thank you very much, Tyler.
He's really nice.
He's so nice.
I will give him that.
And tall.
And it's Maybe I was intimidated and nervous because he's so dang big.
And successful. And his teeth are just beautifully white and straight.
Yes. Beautiful white teeth and successful brother. I don't know what it is, but that one got me.
Yeah, he's intimidating.
Like Halle Berry, no problem.
Uh-huh.
Chris Tucker, no problem. John Travolta, piece of cake. Tyler Perry.
Your Sylvester Stallone interview is
Stallone.
One of my favorites that you've ever done.
Fine.
Yeah.
This
Tyler Perry
got me. That was my one.
Still good job though.
Thank you, buddy.
He
was
laughing. He was laughing at all your jokes. I think your interview is better than mine, actually.
Wow.
I do.
Well, I guess it probably was.
You guys both did.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding, man. You did all.
Are you gonna post your questions you didn't get to ask Tyler Perry online anywhere so we can check them out?
Haven't y'all had Tyler Perry'd enough? Haven't we? I can if you want me to. I can. I don't.
The ones we didn't get to.
Sure.
I was wondering.
Okay. Question.
Not bad, Alice. It's not as bad as you thought it was going to be.
Oh,
have you been working on your Madea impressions?
No.
Get off the phone. Put it on the hook.
No. Sound like my cousin Gino.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, time for Does That Make Me Crazy, Kid Nation? We've been doing this a while. Now, we don't have PhDs or anything, but we have plenty of experience.
We know what we're doing.
And talking to our fellow crazy people. We even have a Hall of Fame for Does That Make Me Crazy.
Sure do.
Lots of people are in there. In fact, that's what everybody tries to get into.
Yeah, they're disappointed when they're not crazy.
You would think people would call in and hope they're not crazy, but it's the other way around. They want to be crazy. Badly. From the text. By the way, our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
My boyfriend was so mad he didn't get that McDonald's sauce that he threw a tantrum and didn't watch any football on Sunday.
Oh, my goodness.
Does that make him crazy?
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Yeah, it makes him crazy.
Szechuan sauce.
Szechuan sauce. Apparently, the locations only had like 20 each, and once they ran out, they were out. people were rioting and throwing fits.
Ridiculous.
McDonald's has apologized, since we're talking about that right now. They said they were humbled by the curiosity and passion and energy about the sauce between the costumes and the memes and the cross-state travel. It's not cool that we ran out, they said. And so they're going to make this right. They've worked to open any portal necessary, and it worked. So, Szechuan sauce is coming back once again this winter. And they're not just going to have 20. It's going to be back to where it's going to be. Hey, what kind of sauce do you want?
Fat.
Yeah, Szechuan, and I want sweet and sour. And they'll have it for you.
All right.
So, McDonald's is trying to make it right. Because I think I saw that some people were trying to sell it on eBay for like $300.
Oh, my goodness.
$300?
It's going nuts. I hope some fool buys it.
Go to China Buffet.
Exactly.
Some fool did buy it. I guarantee you. It's the McDonald's. They have a secret thing in there, apparently.
No, they don't.
I think we've had a similar one from the text. When I feel myself start to cry, I quickly run to the mirror and watch myself to make sure I'm pretty crying.
I've had that before.
That makes me crazy.
Because I am very envious of pretty criers. It's beautiful.
Who can you give me an example?
No, but it's just like in movies and stuff. Okay. The women, they cry. They're so lovely when they cry. And
I've taken photos of myself crying, but not to see how I look crying, more to remind myself of how sad I was, you know?
Yeah. Are you a pretty crier, do you think?
Nope.
Not at all?
Well, I think when I'm kind of crying, it's okay. But when I burst into sobs, oh, no.
I'll be crying.
Yeah, I look like a beast.
What about you, Kelly? Beast. Are you a pretty
crier? I'm not a pretty crier, no. No, everything gets red. My rosacea really shows itself.
I snot.
Snot a lot.
You snot a lot? You release the faucet opens up in the nostrils?
Bad.
Yeah. As guys, is there such thing as manly crying?
Yeah.
So where we can cry, but we still look pretty manly?
Yeah. I'd like to think I'm a manly crier.
Yeah.
I'd like to think so.
I think the manly cry is where you still keep your stern face, but you just have one tear rolling down.
Your tears just rolling, and you're trying to wipe your eyes.
Yeah.
You know, you're like trying to hold it together.
I think so, yeah.
I think it's hot when a guy cries.
Oh, yeah.
You're comfortable with your emotions?
So comfortable. Every week watching This Is Us.
Okay. Well.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
Welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy? We'd like to know if you're crazy or not.
Well, when I eat a taco and turn my head to the side to bite it, I feel bad because I feel like I'm kissing somebody against their will. Does that make me crazy?
That's pretty funny.
You're assaulting that taco.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
You talk to that taco?
Right. I like that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's cute crazy.
Yeah,
I like that.
Cute crazy. Yeah, we'll call it that.
I'm kissing someone without their consent.
Oh, my gosh.
Trust me, the taco don't mind. That was cool.
Mind?
Yeah, you go ahead. Hi, Carly.
Carly.
Yes.
There you are. So what's your crazy?
I have like a cold skin fetish. So on a regular basis, I tell my husband that I want to cut off his skin and wear it to my birthday.
He has cold skin?
Well, it'll get cold if she cuts it off.
Well, no, not necessarily. I love cold skin, so I just always want to have his, like, cold skin. I just am a snuggler.
Yeah.
So I just love cold skin, so I tell him I want to cut it off and wear it to my birthday.
Wow. Do you work in a morgue?
That sounds like a great day.
You have me until that cut it off and wear it to my birthday. Yeah. I'm okay with you liking cold skin.
Yeah.
But I think you're taking it one step too far.
Right.
Probably so.
And that makes you crazy.
That makes you crazy.
The cutting it off part.
You're
welcome. Yeah, Carly. In fact, that's Hall of Fame type crazy. Your husband might need to let us know where he's at all the time.
I don't need my wife to tell me she wants to cut anything off.
Yeah.
I don't like cold skin.
Anything. Yeah.
Perfect. She should work at a morgue if she likes cold skin.
Yeah.
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 And snuggle up on cold skin all day.
All day long.
Do some skin grafting.
Mm-mm.
9 to 5. Bye, Carly. Thank you for your call. Hey, Pete.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Pete. What's going on?
Well, I work in a business that requires me to cold call other businesses. So walking to a business and not knowing a single person, so dealing with a lot of secretaries who don't really want to see me.
Uh-huh.
So in the minute that they are quote-unquote mean to me, I will take a handful of their candy in their candy dish, put it in my pocket, and walk out.
That's funny.
It's your own little way of coping.
Slightly petty.
Rejection.
I like it.
Yes.
I like it.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna take your mitts.
Do you make full eye contact as you're reaching in there?
Absolutely.
Oh,
maintain and lock eye contact.
My man.
With Halloween coming up, there might be some good stuff in these dishes.
Yeah, that makes you cool crazy, Pete. I like that.
I like that. That's funny.
Yeah, that's what they get for being rude to Pete.
He's got a plan B, yeah.
Eye contact and everything.
He's got a plan.
My man. From the text, I like to smell people. Not in a creepy, obvious way, but when someone passes by me, I take a quick whiff just to try to get a sense of what that person's lifestyle is like. Oh. Does that make me crazy?
Yes.
Lifestyle.
Icky.
Yeah.
I guess you could judge someone's lifestyle based on their...
Well, if they're a smoker or not.
On their smell. Yeah, smoker.
Or if they bathe regularly.
I don't know.
What else can you tell?
Do the opposite. Like, if somebody's really close...
I don't
want to
sniff them.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I'll stop breathing there for a minute just until they pass by me.
So like, they had Mexican for lunch. Because right? You can't get the fajita smell out of your hair.
Yeah, I can usually tell if a lady's rich when she walks by me and I can get a whiff.
Yeah. She smells like money.
She smells like Kelly.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, you can. I think we mostly do that. It's not crazy. That's pretty normal, I think. Uh-huh. Also, from the text, I'm too scared to stretch my neck too much because I think it might break. Mm. Does that make me crazy?
Yes.
I feel like, yeah, if I do it wrong, I feel like I'm going to crack my neck and I'm just going to drop.
You read those stories now about, like, she got a massage and then got a brain aneurysm.
Paralyzed, yeah. Oof.
Yeah, they were saying, I don't know if these are true, but like chiropractor sometimes. You'll just be going to the chiropractor and get your neck cracked and then...
Boom, done.
Now, I don't know if that's true or not.
Mm.
I'm sure it happens.
Does it make me crazy that I won't do it because of that? Never been, won't do it.
You've never been to the chiropractor?
Ugh. Nope.
You've never had
I know people love it, getting readjusted.
Oh, it feels so good.
It does feel good.
It's scary to trust the chiropractor.
Yeah, I'm sure it's great for people, but nope, won't do it.
You feel really good right after that.
Cool.
Yeah. I'm all right. It's like your head's detached.
Yoga makes you feel great, too.
Yeah, yoga does, but the crack.
I've never cracked anything.
A cold beer makes you feel good. It's fine.
Yeah.
I've never cracked any joints, you know?
Wow. I didn't know that about you. Chris.
Yes, hello.
Hey, bud.
All right, man. You might be basic crazy, huh?
Yeah, I am basic crazy.
Well, what do you do?
I get a pumpkin spice latte every morning from the gas station, but I don't think it has enough flavoring, so I have to add extra little pots of pumpkin spice creamer.
Double pumpkin.
Double pump.
You're double pumpkin.
Yeah, I'm a little basic. I
think you just like fall.
I do. I just moved back from being in England for 7 years, so... I finally get to enjoy fall and not be cold all the time.
Really?
That's fine. You're just overdosing a little.
And you didn't pick up a British accent.
Well, I did, but I lost it whenever I came back to the South.
Aww.
Yeah, I know.
What took you to England?
My husband is British.
Oh, really?
Oh, and America won? You had to come back?
It won out after 7 years.
Yeah.
Awesome. But he probably still has an accent, right? So you can probably keep speaking in your British accent with him.
Well, yeah, when we speak, my accent comes back and I speak really fast.
There you go. You did a little bit
but
just
whenever
there.
Whenever I talk to my mom, I get really country.
When I talk to my mom. So you had a British and Southern accent going on
Southern
there.
British.
When I talk to my mama.
I get country.
I like that. The Southern British guy. Yeah.
I don't think double pumpkin makes you crazy.
Nah, Chris, you cool, man.
Makes you basic, like
guys.
You said.
Welcome back to America, sir.
Thank you. Have a good morning, guys.
You too, Chris. Yeah, you're not crazy. You keep on pumpkin everything up. Everything in my fridge right now is pumpkin spice. Thanks to my wife.
No.
We even got a pumpkin spice candle.
This is my first year I haven't done it. I haven't done it yet.
I remember this year. I just thought I'm missing something. So last year I got the Keurig pumpkin spice or whatever. It was the nastiest thing.
Oh, really?
I could. Ugh.
I remember you saying
I'm still addicted to that island coconut. Tastes like vacation in my mouth.
Mmm.
Yeah. I love it.
Vacation in your mouth.
Sunscreen, add some vanilla to it.
That's a good tagline.
It's vacation in your mouth. It is.
What?
For the Keurig, for the island coconut flavor. Yeah. It is. A little vacation in your mouth.
Island coconut flavoring. Vacation in your
Take
mouth.
Take me away.
It's a good slogan.
Hey, Laura.
Hey.
Hey. So yours involves Big Al Mac?
It does. Okay. So considering Big Al's past attempts at comedy, does it make me crazy that after listening to his interview with Tyler Perry, that I think we should give him one more chance in comedy?
No. Yes, that makes you crazy.
Just in case you missed a little bit of Al's interview.
Oh my gosh. I'm just telling you things. These are not necessarily
this is comedy
antidotes.
Routine.
These are things that I'm just telling you about me.
All right. I own a bar up the street. It's called McKinney Avenue Tavern. Anybody ever been there? It's right up the street. We're having a little after party there tonight if you guys want to hang out a little bit. If I'm a little bit frazzled, it's because I had to fire somebody yesterday. I fired a lot of people in my day. I'll be honest.
Where's the joke at?
I don't know.
Remember, what was that for? You were doing comedy for what? Some conference?
Another two or three comedians were coming in playing at the House of Blues, and they just wanted me to kind of
MC
it. And then I MC'd it, and I introduced one girl, and I called her the wrong name. Or I said I got her name wrong.
But I like what Laura's thinking. I mean, if you fail at first, try again. No, dust yourself off and try again.
All things don't need to be, you don't need to do all that follow-up.
If he had a fire in his belly for it, then I'd encourage it, but no.
No.
Okay, Laura, apparently you're crazy, according to Big Al. apparently, this is from the text. Whenever I have moments of deja vu, I always look to see if I find a version of myself who traveled to the future from the past. And that's why I know what was about to happen. Mm. Does that make me crazy?
I love deja vu. I love it.
It got ruined for me when I found out exactly what it was medically.
It's a brain.
It's like a snap, just a wiring.
It's a wiring thing where your brain just kind of...
But it's so cool.
And it makes you think this happened before. Yeah.
Your brain just goes back. It short circuits for a second.
For you, it's real.
Yeah.
Like, I've really been here before. I'm a time traveler.
And when you find yourself, then you're going to be like, for real, see?
Yeah. Oh, I look so cute in the future.
Look at me. I'm so cool. Hi, Angel.
Hi.
Hey, you're so far away.
I'm sorry.
There you are.
I'm driving. I'm pulling over now.
You're good.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, so let's see if you're crazy or not.
Okay, so when I eat certain foods like asparagus or garlic, my urine tends to smell funny.
Yeah.
And so when I wipe, to make sure that I'm not crazy, I want my husband to smell it.
Yeah. And you got a soldier for a husband.
Oh, man. That made all of our jaws drop.
Angel. Welcome to the Hall of Fame, ma'am.
Your name is Angel. Your name is Angel.
Wait, no. So does that make me crazy?
Yes, yeah. It makes you crazy,
Why
Angel.
Why make your husband? Oh.
And he does it every time?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you're crazy. And he's crazy. Both of you, crazy.
But you found each other.
Yeah. I like that you guys found each other.
Smell this.
No,
never smell anything anyone asks you to smell.
No.
Because it's never going to be
never going to be good.
I definitely do the, this tastes terrible, taste it.
No.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Angel,
all the
time. Please don't do that.
Oh, Angel. Angel, we still love you, even though you're crazy.
Please, yes.
We still love you, Angel. You have a wonderful day.
Oh, Angel.
Oh, boy.
That's up there, guys. That is up there.
I'm good.
Man, I would have
my... We need to cleanse our palate.
Yeah.
My bags would be packed.
That's it.
One more.
Yeah. Deborah?
Yes, hi.
Yours doesn't involve your husband, does it?
Yes, actually, but not like that. Okay. Ew.
Go ahead.
Well, good morning, all. Hey. I love you guys, but you've already heard that before.
Love you
so,
too.
Okay, so what I think, well, actually, my husband kind of thinks, everybody thinks it's a little bit crazy, but when I get, like, overly excited or nervous, or my husband likes to tickle me, it's weird. I have this little tick where, okay, I'm going to try to emulate it, even though it's involuntary when it happens. Like, he'll be tickling me. I'll go, and I'll be like, oh, no, my God, I'm going to tickle back at me. You know, something like that. And I can't control it. And so he's, like, got the best of all worlds. Sometimes I do Chinese. Sometimes I'll do, like, a Kelly, Southern Belle. And sometimes I'll do, like... like an English, like a proper English lady. You know, it's weird. I have no control, and I've been doing it for years.
Can we hear the Chinese one?
What?
Can we hear the Chinese one, please?
Well, I can't really do it. It'll just come out.
Just like,
okay, like, it'll be like, I can go like a lot of music. Something like that.
You might even throw in an Asian.
And I I have no control over it. And I've been doing it for years, but it has to be triggered. In other words, like I can't just be walking down the street and, you know, and all of a sudden do it. It had my and my husband knows the buttons to push to make me do it. And so he just loves it. I mean, he's got all these little girls or women, you know, that he can just by pushing a certain trigger, you know, can make it happen.
He can bring out a different woman. And, is your husband with you right now, Deborah?
He is, but it doesn't work like that. He can't just,
She can't be expecting it.
Hold on, here.
My wife calls you to see if she's crazy. Does that make her crazy?
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.